For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is saying he expects the current government shutdown to go on for a while. He did reveal the president has come down on his initial demand of $5 billion to build the wall.
We sat down with Mr. Schumer and gave him a number below five.
The president tweeted, "We'll be forced to close down the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us money to finish the wall." USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall. White House incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News the president does have limited options.
It seems like Democrats really like border security when there's a Democrat in office and don't like it when Donald Trump is in office. And I think what the president is trying to do, and rightly so, is shed some light on what's happening here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There's a lot of rain across the country. More rain is in the forecast for much of the south and southeast after an initial storm dumped as much as a foot of rain in southwestern Mississippi. Many places on the east coast have seen their wettest year on record, as much as 50 inches of rain above normal in some locations. A foot of snow was recorded in Minnesota. So far, 5 people have died from the storm. Aquaman is the current king at the box office. It boasts the 6th biggest Christmas day for movie ticket sales. The movie Vice is hoping to top this week's box office.
Vice presidency is a mostly symbolic job.
Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney opposite Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush. The latest movie from Adam McKay is scoring big at the box office. The movie opened on Christmas Day and is predicted to bring in $10 million this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's a first for a liberal news channel. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It was an especially busy week for news, and it had an impact on the cable news ratings, it appears, with MSNBC topping Fox News for the first time in 18 years. For the week from December 17th to 21st, MSNBC enjoyed ratings wins in both total viewers, the first time it's done that since 2000, and the more advertising-appealing demographic age set of 25 to 54, the first time since 2001. MSNBC also had the most watched cable news program in the Rachel Maddow Show, which brought in an average 3.21 million viewers last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
CNN has announced it will air a bittersweet, nostalgic tribute to Gilda Radner on New Year's Day. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
Gilda Radner was an original member of NBC's Saturday Night Live, and her comedy inspired many who came after her. Love, Gilda is a documentary directed by Lisa Diapolito to be aired on CNN on New Year's Day. Here she highlights the struggles Radner faced.
Even when she was struggling with her eating disorders, there was always a sense of humor. You always wonder if people are funny in real life, and from what everyone told me, Gilda was really funny, and in her journals and her audio recordings, she was really a unique and different person.
She died from ovarian cancer in 1989. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.